Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN. This is Deborah with you this evening, Tuesday night, and it is June 21st. So welcome, and God bless you. Thank you for joining us and bringing your faith here in this place during this time and this hour. Thank you for those who are dialed in. And have your hand up for ministry. God bless you. We will be with you shortly. And for those who are listening online, we bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for joining us. And we hope that you are blessed here in this place, that the presence of the Lord meet you through the power of the Holy Spirit, who is all present, all knowing, and ever powerful. So we thank you even for his healing presence to be with us as well. So thank you, Lord, for taking care of us in Jesus' name. So let's pray before we start. Okay, let's pray before we start. Father, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you, Lord, just for your timing, Lord. We thank you for your word, how it comes forth, God. May you bless it, Lord, for the hearer and the listener, God. I ask for your anointing to be with us this evening, Lord. And I thank you, Father, just for your grace and your fortitude, Lord, that for strength, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, may as your word goes forth, may it accomplish what you desire and purpose it to accomplish, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, and just acknowledge that we are followers of you. We follow your spirit. We hear your voice and follow your spirit. And so we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, well, so tonight there's a couple of different things happening. Wow, just unbelievable. Well, let me just say, even before I started with PGN, you know, I used to just listen before I came here, but and I used to intercede, you know, when people would pray, I'd pray for them and intercede. And really, it was just a place for me to hear the prophetic word, you know, and the revelation and coming forth. There's just something, even to hear people pray prophetically, you know, for the little teachings, if you will, that Pastor Randy brings forth. I mean, I would call them teachings, even as testimonies, you know, all of it is teachable. And so having a place there to just to keep that little ignited, you know, the prophetic side and the revelation part ignited and challenged at the same time, right? So in good ways. So and then when I was invited to come and join, it was at the beginning. It was actually every other Tuesday. To beginning. And the first 3 weeks, I remember this before I even started, the first 3 weeks, the things that the Lord was giving me to speak on, literally, Randy would speak on it. Now, in his own way, and his way, you know, fire completely stoked differently and speaking, you know, with the understanding and a greater, much greater depth. But as far as like the topic or the like, hey, I was going to, that's like, wow. I mean, like, how am I going to work this out? Like, how's this going to work? So it literally took me almost 3 weeks before I said, okay, I'm just going to have to dive in and just do that. Well, I will say this week, I say that to say this week, there were things that came up that on my end that the Lord was showing me. And I will say, in glimmers, like I was getting glimpses and glimmers of it and then hearing it come forth on PGN. So it's interesting what the Lord is doing really all around with all of PGN, you know, 24/7. So it's very interesting what the Lord is doing. So praise God for all of that, because it's all of it is useful, and in Jesus' name, we're grateful for it. So I say that to say the Lord was putting something on my heart to share here, and that is in Revelation 3:21, it says, to him who overcomes, that is with an S, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. So it's actually talking to us, the church. And this word to overcome means to, and they're talking about the Christian, to carry off the victory, to come off victorious of Christ. So it doesn't, speaking of Christ, victorious over all of his foes, but of the Christians, it's that we hold fast their faith even until death against the power of their foes and temptations and persecutions. So, and then also like in a case of law, to win a case and maintain one's cause. Also, this word is used 24 other verses. And it is this here where he says in John 16:33, which you may have thought of this when I said the word overcome, these things I have spoken to you that in me you may have peace in the world, and you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So I just want to say to those who are feeling overwhelmed with the world, because I know there are a lot of pressures that are happening and coming forth. So I want you to, and then John 16, to go back and read that before that, because he says, I have spoken these things to you. So go back and see what he's spoken ahead of time before he's actually said those words, that saying, in me you'll have peace, because that there is an assurance there, and you will grasp that. Okay, and then Romans 12:21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So this is our the goal that's set before us, right? To prevail in Christ. And from all along, right, he has a place, and I believe he has the understanding that we can overcome, right? Because of the words that he's saying, him encouraging us to do so. And then also him also actually having a place for us when it does happen, right? So there's almost that, there's that assurance of, I'm certain that you can do this. And now I have this place for you to reside when you do overcome. But there is a part, there is a, on the Christian to prevail and to overcome, right? And to hold fast to the faith to the very end. There is a part on our end as well. If we do that, there is a reward, if you will, for overcoming at his throne. Okay, so when we also read in Genesis 3:21, and I just want to say to this revelation, going all the way back to the beginning, but for those of you that know, Genesis 3 has to do with the fall of Adam and Eve. And in 3:21, it says, this version, what is this version? New King James Version. It says, also Adam and his wife and the Lord, so the Lord made tunics of skin and clothed them. Okay, so after there's sin, it says, in another version, it says that the Lord, he made clothes from animal skins, basically, calling it a tunic. Okay, well, that meant that he probably had to kill animals. I was talking to my husband, it does not tell us this there, but if it was all living and all creation and everything was, there certainly just wouldn't be like a dehydrated animal just laying there dead. It didn't, nothing got hit by a car. I mean, you know, so the Lord, this is my theory, if you will, my theory is that the Lord killed the animals to make the skins, that he had to kill the animal for the skin. He made the clothes out of skin. And I believe that he sacrificed these animals, probably unto himself. And this is just my theory, and it keeps with a pattern of the Lord that he would have did this on their behalf, since he was the one that created them. And so he sustains them. So my point being, from beginning to end, is that the Lord is the one that goes before us and he provides for us. And we need to keep seeking him for this. And this helps us to overcome and to inquire of him and to find where he's leading and where he has this provision for us. Each of us have our own journey. It's different, but where he has it, where we can find that, and that he has this provision, again, from beginning to end. He also says in Philippians 2:9-11, right, that every knee, that he was humbled and exalted, and every knee will bow and declare him as Lord. Every knee will bow, and it says, in heaven and in earth and beneath the earth, that's what the New King James says, and they will bow and declare and confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord. So it's interesting that is, he requires a confession of their mouth, and it's because, and I don't know, he created, his spoken word created something, and they will give this final declaration, final proclamation of to the one that did create them, and their tongues will actually bow before him. So Ephesians 3:21 says, to him be the glory and the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Forever and ever, which I read that a couple of weeks ago. So here's the two things that I want to share besides overcoming. Just a word to overcome and to encourage you. You know, if there's something there you feel you need to overcome, then definitely press into the Lord for that, okay? Just definitely press into the Lord for it. I am as well. So so thank you, Lord, pressing into you for those things, for your provision and providence in that, in Jesus' name. So there's two things that the Lord reminded me of not long ago. One was I had a dream of Biden, which was last year. It was last January, March of 2021, the end of March. I think I spoke on it a little bit here, but didn't give a lot of detail, so I just want to talk about that briefly. And then also there was a word that the Lord brought forth on January 26, 2021, so just a couple months before that, right after we, transitioned into this new presidency, the Lord gave me the word unprecedented, which I keep seeing that word unprecedented in the news and on different segments and a lot of different places since the Lord brought forth that word. So this unprecedented, let me just say this here. So where do we find something in Scripture? So the definition of unprecedented is never known or done before, right? Okay, so we see that the opposite meaning is ordinary, common, or unusual. So what is the Lord doing? No longer just the ordinary and usual, expect the unprecedented. And again, I've seen this in the news. I don't know how many times, but we'll see it with the Lord. Begin, we're talking about miracles. Let's begin seeing some things that are unprecedented. Where do we find this word unprecedented in Scripture? Well, in Luke 1, when Elizabeth, who, was going to give birth to John the Baptist, Zacharias the father, he was a priest, okay? So he just went about his priestly duties and he went to the temple doing normally priests, if you recall, didn't really hear from the Lord. That was a prophet. Even though this was a story in the New Testament, those who heard from God were prophets, not priests. So, and one becomes a priest by being born into a priestly family line. So prophets, on the other hand, arise unpredictably and have no special credentials except the message they carry. So Zacharias has no reason to believe his duties would be interrupted in this way. So if you read verses 8-13, in the presence there, so he's met, he's just doing his customary procedures, and then suddenly he realized he wasn't alone. There was a messenger of the Lord that was with him, and the messenger stood to the right of the altar, and Zacharias was shocked and afraid, but the messenger reassured him. So he was met with an unprecedented way by the messenger, and Gabriel was declaring that your prayers have been heard, your wife is going to have a son, and you will name him John. He will bring you great joy and happiness, and many will share your joy in John's birth. So, and the others were outside waiting and wondering why it was actually taking him so long, longer than normal in his daily duties. And so when he finally came out, he was making signs with his hands to give the blessing, but he couldn't speak. And they realized that he had seen some sort of vision. So when he was in the temple, he came back. And then shortly after his return, Elizabeth became pregnant. Okay, so that was the story of the unprecedented in Scripture giving that. Okay, so that's that. Let me find you guys again. Okay, and then the dream. Let me open this up on my phone. And the Lord did remind me of this last week and a half ago. And I feel like I should share it because of everything that's happening. Okay. So here we were. I make sure I jotted this down before. Okay. So in this dream, I was actually observing. I was across the way. It was a big outdoor gathering, like an arena, stadium seating type of thing. And it was a big, Democratic. Political gathering of sorts. There was a podium, stage type of thing in the center. And again, I was across the way. Like if you think of it as a coliseum, like a horseshoe type of shape like that, everything was outside. I was up higher up in the bleachers, but it was more of my spiritual being was higher up. I wasn't seated anywhere, but I was up near where the people would be seated. But at the same time, I was just spiritually observing the conditions and what was happening. Okay. So it was a very worldly atmosphere. People were drinking. People were kind of yelling. They were waiting for things to get started, yada, yada, yada. Okay. So Biden was in the stands as well. And he wasn't on the podium. He was expected to be on the podium. That's what the people were there for, waiting. This was my understanding in the dream. He was not there. He was across the aisle in the stadium stands with the people across from me. So across the big horseshoe thing, okay. He was in there and I was thinking, why is he there when he's expected to be down here? Well, I guess he was going to make this grand entrance unbeknownst to me at the time. So Biden was in the stands, and then there was really, honestly, there was all kinds of things happening, like that, those beach balls, they throw that, and people hit it and do all kinds of things. People were very worldly partying, I will say, okay, like in almost a chaotic and partying kind of a thing. And so I was watching Biden, and there was something going by. I don't know if it was like one of those beach balls or something, but he stood up to hit it and lean forward. So he was on his feet, and then he was leaning at his waist, reaching his hand forward and forward, but he couldn't reach it, but he kept leaning forward. And then he began to fall. Well, the whole essence here in the dream, okay, and the word was that he was overreaching. Biden was overreaching. And I want to say, I say that to say, I just seen a headline come through. I don't know if it was an email that I had or on my phone. I don't know if it was CNN. They dropped the news feed thing that said Biden is overreaching, literally. When it made me think of my dream again, which I forgot about it, and then I thought, well, did I even write that dream down? And so this is why I'm saying it, because I believe the Lord is bringing it to the forefront again for whatever reason. Okay, so there's something floating in the air, but he was reaching out for it, but he reached too far. He was overreaching, and then I seen he was falling. He was falling from the stands, and he was pretty high up. So I covered my eyes because I knew that he would land. He was going to land on the platform where he was supposed to be speaking. And I thought, this is going to be bad. And I didn't want to see it. Okay. So, and I was relatively close to the platform. So I seemed to hover. And I wasn't seated in the stand. It was just turned. So I believe it was a representation of my spiritual perspective and the dream. As I covered my eyes, I heard the crowd first gasp, right, as they would, as he was falling. and then an amazed awe. So my eyes were covered the whole time, but I heard the crowd, like when someone was falling, they go, oh, you know, the whole crowd at once. And then this amazed awe, and I opened my eyes, and I saw a large bird-like animal swoop to catch him midair. And I recall thinking, the crowd thinks this is part of the show of sorts, like this is part of the show, but it was a strange mix of the reaction of the crowd and worldly and different in responses, okay? So I feel like that wasn't maybe necessarily supposed to happen or not happen, and I was trying to evaluate that part of it as well. And then we had to quickly leave things because it got chaotic, but the crowd got out of control from there. But this thing that came swooping down was like a big, it's almost like it was supposed to be an eagle representing, right, America, and the eagle, like a mechanical type of eagle, but it was very man-made and very like hokey of that. Unimpressive, and just a hokey version of that that kind of caught him, and I didn't know if that had to do with you know, things would be man-made declaring therefore the nation and for independence, but it's not, it's overreaching. Okay. So then after that happened, the crowd, again, it just became out of control. It was very chaotic. And people began to leave. Like, it was like, we better get out of here. It's going to get out of hand. And so at the next scene in my dream was I was leaving. And I was on a motor vehicle. I don't know if it was the back of a, not necessarily a, it was a motor vehicle with two wheels, like a motorcycle, but not necessarily. It was more than a scooter, not necessarily like a motorcycle, so something in there. And so I was, there was a younger person in front of me, a young man that was driving it, and I was behind him, but I was instructing him how to maneuver through the crowd, because in the Coliseum part where out of control, and fires and just all kinds of chaos and commotion was happening. And we were making an exit and we were trying to get through it. And I was, again, speaking to the young person behind and saying, instructing him, watch as you want to go left, you want to go, you know, just giving him this instruction, be careful over here, maneuvering through the crowd and the potential dangers and traps that were happening. And on the traps, ambushes, the enemy, and actually I shared the dream with, I think I shared part of it here last year, but I did share it with one other person. And she was telling me that the teaching was like for the next generation to maneuver successfully through them. So there was fire in the building, and there was also like a module structure as well, like a trailer type of thing. Okay, this big thing that swooped down that looked like an eagle, it was masquerading as an eagle, but it was false. It was a false swoop to lift Biden up. I don't know, there's something there in what I just said it right now. I can feel the lift. There was something, yeah, false about that. And the eagle, again, represents something in the United States, right, our strength is, but there's something false to it, mechanical of it. It was masquerading as genuine, although it wasn't, you know, but if you're, you know, the people, yeah, accepted it, the people accepted it because they really weren't, you know, they were definitely being deceived in some ways. Okay, so after that, my note here says 4/26. Just a few weeks later, there was another woman who wrote a note, a prophetic word on the word chaos. And then Jay Sekulow, I don't know if you know him or not, he is from the American Center of Law and Justice. him and his team fight, or like they're actually help fight and aid and instruct. They also have a podcast, like Roe versus Wade, all political cases, if, you know, unusual things against the Constitution, things like that. They're a Christian family. And there were two lawsuits that came against Biden that were filed. I'm sure there's more by now if you get their email. So there's something with the latter part. I don't have all the answers or all the interpretation on this either. But I do feel like that I just needed to speak about them and share them again here. And again, there is that the Lord equips us and instructs us even along the way, even when we go through persecutions and trials, right, that we are indeed overcomers. And again, with the heart of knowing God that is for us and is prepared a way for us, right? And even with Adam and Eve, right, he prepared a covering for them. Okay, when we look even in, if you read in the next chapter in Genesis 4, where there is Abel and Cain and Abel, and Cain, right, the Lord is searching him for what he did to his brother. And it ends up saying, if you read that, that the Lord, because he had killed him, the Lord sent him out as well, right? He had to go to a different land. So this is the pattern of our sin separates us from God. But he also makes provision by his grace as well, right? So it's just like he made provision and provides for Adam and Eve a covering for them. With Cain, even as, you know, as distraught, as disturbing as that was, it says that the Lord put a mark, for those of you that recall, the Lord put a mark on Cain so nobody else would kill Cain. And it said if anyone found him to hurt him, that they sevenfold would come on them. So the Lord put a mark on Cain because he didn't want this whole, that type of sin to keep repeating itself and to overtake the whole community and the people, right? And for that to continually to be repeated. So he actually put a stop to it, but he also put a mark on him, which is actually a representation of his mercy as well for him, you know, that it was going to come forth for him as well. So I say that to say from Genesis to Revelation and overcoming, the Lord provides. So we need to understand that we know him well in all of his provisions and how he provides for us and how we look to him and that we find him. Even, you know, the cloth for when he was risen, that shroud, I don't know if that's what you would call it, but that impression of Christ that was left there, that we need to look to that and allow that. Keep looking to him, even if it's just in a shroud, to keep looking and allow him to heal us and to make provision for us and for us to overcome. So I hope that makes sense and blesses you guys in some way. So just thankful for the Lord, you know, being humble as he came, but yet being exalted over all. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, and we ask you to bless your people. We thank you, Father, just for your word, Lord, your ways and how you work, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, just for this time of ministry, that you would be exalted as well, Lord, and lifted up. And we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, let's open up our first phone line here. Okay. 205-531. I believe this is Julia May.
Yes, hello.
Good. How are you doing?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Glad to hear it. God bless you. Let me pray for you. So So, Father, we thank you for Julia May, Lord. We just lift her up to you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, from beginning to end and end to beginning, Lord, that you bless her, Lord. We thank you for the blessing of the Lord that is upon her. And hold on, I'm going to get my book because I know this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, there's something here with this number, but there's also specific, I think this number too has to do with call. Hold on. Let me find it. And I think, okay. Thank you, Lord. Okay. It says divine perfection, offspring, the name of God, power, fire, and deity. So we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I believe there's something there even like to the call, a call related to you for the power of God, the fire of God, and the deity of God. You know, a lot of people today are, it's very murky, you know, with the and other religions, you know, that are aggressively come against Jesus and his deity or are downplaying it and stuff. So it's very powerful it is very powerful in the fire of God when you can articulate even the deity of Christ and how it's not murky. He's more than, you know, a teacher, more than a prophet. And we don't have, you know, people have to choose. They need to make the decision, you know. And so we thank you, Father God, just for the things that remain central in the faith, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that you would set those at the center of Julia May's heart as well, God. Let there be a fire in her heart. God, let the power of God be present in this fire, God, and the things that she sees, Lord, and the things that she knows, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. And even Moses, as he's seen the fire, you know, he looked for the fire, and the power of God was in it. When he's seen the fire, the power of God was in it. So I thank you, Lord, that Julia May will see that, God, the fire of God and the power of God, Lord, in the uncommon, see the uncommon and the common, God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And even if it's solo, like a solo fire, you know, and you release that, it is, you know, there's a faithfulness and obedience to that when it's released. Even if it's in prayer, if it's, you know, in family, if it seems very common, you know, you go to your neighbors to eat, but then, you know, release the word. I mean, I've gone to places before, gatherings and Christian gatherings in Mecca, and just say, excuse me, I'll use the restroom, but I'm actually just going to bow down in front of the sink and pray a brief prayer, release something with the household, you know, just casually, just releasing it when the Holy Spirit moves. On your heart, and you, and that fire's there, Father God. I thank you, Lord. So when she sees the fire, God, let her tap into the power as well, God, because, you know, I see you seeing the fire, but you're actually looking, you're looking for the power of God. So somehow, I don't know if it's accessing it, or I don't even know what that means, but I thank you for it, God. I thank you for it, Jesus. In Jesus' name, Lord, I declare every listener an overcomer. God, I declare every listener an overcomer, God. The things, Lord, that they feel weak in, God, that you would strengthen them, that your power is made perfect in our weakness, God. And this brings us to overcoming, God. Teach us to understand the glory of that word, God, the glory of that word, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And even Paul, who walked in places physically, that he had need of you, God, but your glory was there, Lord. So we thank you for that, Father God. We thank you for dispensing, God, administering in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, yeah. I would look those words up later. Administering, dispensing, and administering. Because so thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for Julia May, Lord, and her faithfulness, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord, that she can even walk through the fire, God. Lord, without the smell of smoke upon her, God. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. And, yeah, so others will be evident. We'll give evidence. Or I should say the, yes, as you walk through the fire, because I see that happening. It's like outside, though. It's not, yeah, that is, others will, the implication is that others will recognize the ability and the strength and the power. Yes, and then maybe that's when you administer that word unto them. You know, maybe that's where the unlocking of the administering, what you went through and how Christ did it unto them. Mm-hmm. So thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen, Lord. Amen. Yeah, God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so I feel some authority on that too. I'm not sure if that's you, but I feel some authority on it too. So God bless you. How are you and your family, Jennifer, doing?
Doing just great. Jennifer doing just fine. Just fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. That's wonderful to hear.
We haven't had any
most willing
stuff. Doing great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Very delightful. Delightful to hear. Grateful for it. So, do you have any prayer requests or anything you'd like to share?
No, not really. You covered everything. Just trying to walk in God. We're praying people still keep their focus on God, no matter what happened around us. You know, we just still got to depend on Him, not look to men and not look to ourselves, but just stay focused on Him to do His will. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, we come to know Him in Ephesians. And we come to know Him and the knowledge of Him. But we can grow in that, our knowledge of the Lord, growing in that. And then that actually anchors us and tethers us to, secures us, really, or anchors us, excuse me, to the things of the Lord, you know, and being unshakable, you know. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Thank you. Continue to
thank you
pray
too.
For you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
I was actually outside. John and I were taking a walk. Well, we usually take a walk, but we didn't realize it was so hot outside. I know that sounds funny, but it wasn't earlier. And so walking back, the sun was directly on us. I literally had to sit in the shade. I was like, I have to sit down for a minute. And when I got home, my face looked like a little, I was so red. It was like I was having these weird, like cold and hot type of thing. So I feel better, praise God, because I was hoping that I wouldn't have to not be here, but here I am, praise the Lord. So 828-989, this is Jennifer.
Hi, Deborah, how are you tonight? Hello, Ben.
Good, how are you? Yeah.
I'm doing I'm doing it.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was thinking I could use a, I don't know, one of those whipped ice creams with the little candies in it. Yeah, I kept thinking about that. I was like, I'll stop. Okay, so, yeah. What are those called? They're not a frosty. That's something else. It's called a...
shaved ice?
A what?
The shaved ice?
No, that does sound good, too. Okay, that's okay. I probably don't need to know the name, then I'll get it stuck in my head for sure. Okay, let me shift out of that. Thank you, Lord. So, Father, we thank you for Jennifer, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, we just bring her to your altar. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, for clarity, Lord. We thank you for her walk and strengthening her legs, God, strengthening her steps, God, with endurance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for her steps, Lord. We thank you, like, and I'm even seeing, like, special shoes on you, different shoes. I don't know. I don't see these shoes before. They are shoes. I've seen that before. But there's something with the heel of the, that I haven't seen before. Like, or not just a heel. There's, like, the whole base and the bottom of it is thicker than normal, maybe like 2 inches, the whole, maybe more. So the whole bottom of the base of the shoe is thicker. So there's something there. I don't know if that's to just absorb, you know, where he takes you, you know, that you would have the endurance and the strength and the legs. So we thank you, God, for, you know, God, he's just so good and how he provides, you know, because if he calls us to walk, in certain places, he's even providing, you know, even providing the elements, you know, for you to bear whatever elements you're going to walk in. Like, even if it's mud, you know, like these shoes, and that he's equipped you to get through it. He's equipped you and purposed you, and, you know, with his will, it's his will for you that purposed you to come through to the other side of where he brings you, you know, and all of us, you know, and this calling to overcome, that we might sit with him on whatever this throne is, you know, whatever that is, you know. I'm not going overboard and saying everybody knows that anyway, but so thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you, God, for your endurance, Lord, strengthening her legs, her walk, Lord, and where you're bringing her, Father God, and just equipping her with these shoes, Lord, in the places that she will walk, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, just for the, yeah, so it is kind of muddy, maybe, or like, you know, when you step in mud and then, like your shoe sticks a little bit, like it has to take a little effort to get it to move it to the next place so that you don't sink in too far. So a little bit of that. So like spongy mud, kind of, I guess. So thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for where you're bringing her and how you're bringing her out, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I even see like a note. I was going to say a notebook, but the note is literally like a musical note. And so that helps you lift your head in these places, you know, like this song or these notes. I don't know if it's just music or worship, but I've seen a notebook, but the book has literal music note on it. And you were looking up, it was a little bit above your head, lifting up, you know, and I think that helps you take your steps, you know, get your foot up and moving and taking your steps. So, and it is purposeful, and very biblical, as you know, and many stories and elements there in worship. So, and even music, just the element, and actually the element of just worshiping Jesus is sustainable for all of us. So, Father, we thank you for that, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. I just pray, Lord, that this notebook will be in harmony, in your melody, God, in your harmony with heaven, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, for the places that you're taking her as well, in Jesus' name. And I did see after I said that, like even in your arms, you have other notebooks, spiral notebooks, and then in your other hand, like a pencil or a pen or something. So, and I don't know if it's the places, you know, are teachable to you. I know you have told me that you have, that you write or whatever, but I did see that. And so I thank you, Father, for the process. There's a lot of activity happening, definitely a lot of activity happening. But the Lord definitely is a active, right? So we're active in all that he does. And sometimes when we see spiritually, we're seeing the things that accelerate. So sometimes when we see up in the spiritual, it's, things are accelerating spiritually to when they happen on earth, you know, the format to when it happens on earth. So it could be a portion of that. But also, you know, the Lord did his work on earth, and there was a lot of elements to that, right, where he was purposed to complete as he did on the cross. But there's a lot of things that he had to go through, a lot of different elements in his work and in his faithfulness and communications and all that he did as well. There was a lot going on there as he traveled his path to Calvary, you know. So thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. And I do see it's not distressing. Like I can see the look on your face. It's actually like joy. You do definitely have joy on your face, and it's not distressing. Even the steps in that like spongy mud, it's not distressing to you, and it's not, it's joy, and you are looking up, and your eyes are, yeah, and like you're smiling. It's just like, it's kind of like, not necessarily, but the word that came to me was thinking of like Alice in Wonderland. There's all this stuff happening, but she's just like, everything is fascinating, you know, like to you, like, okay, yeah, like not at all like overdone, but your heart just happy and your face have like, okay, you're taking it in and it's good, like this is going to be good and this is going to work out, you know. So I thank you, Lord, for that. It's very different even for me, but Father, I thank you for what you bring forward. God, we just honor you for it, Father God, and we honor Jennifer, Lord. For all the tasks and the work, Lord, that you have for her, Father God, and the places and the equipping, Lord, that are hers, Father God, we thank you for it, Lord. Let her claim them. Let it so be it unto her, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. And Lord, we just bless that. We bless your work, Lord, and know that she will be, she is a co-laborer with you, Father God. She's co-laboring with you, Lord, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Wow, thank you. Oh, thank you. That really spoke to me. I'm just so thankful for, you know, this ministry, PGN, because, you know, I've been through a lot of abuse and, you know, gaslighting and so forth. And as a result of that, it's caused a lot of self-doubt and has impacted my confidence and in myself. And so I was a person who knew, you know, I knew that I was hearing from God. And I think because of all the trauma, I started questioning, am I really hearing him? It's just what happened as a result of that. And because of the prophetic words given to me here at CGN, I know that I'm hearing from the Lord, because so much of it is confirmation, and that is growing. It's actually been quite healing, and it's growing my confidence, you know, it's giving me back my confidence that I'm hearing from the Lord correctly. So I thank you. And so much of what you said tonight was confirmation. So much.
Wow, well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that humble story. And that's so much grace on that. And just the beauty of the Lord and how he ministers healing to you. So this is what I find fascinating is that a deep wound, if you will, I mean, that afflicts your confidence and your, you know, hearing the Lord. So this wound, so the prophetic ministry, just healing, being able to heal and mend and be a balm, which the word of God is a balm, you know, but in that place and being restorative is just really a beautiful, beautiful testimony to me. So thank you so much for, thank you so much for sharing it. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so appreciative. I mean, I call often, and that's why it has been a balm. It has been healing, and it has been, God just, he knows what he's doing, and I'm just so, so grateful. So grateful for everyone's time, and just been wonderful, and I give God glory for that.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I appreciate
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's really beautiful. So praise God for PGN and the open doors and the open heavens and open phone lines so that they can all be congruent to the will of God for each person's life. So, and a fountain, really, and a fountain coming forth. Amen.
Yeah, amen. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you. Have a good, or do you have anything you want to pray about?
I think I'm good. I feel like you really touched on a lot of it. And I think what you said about, you know, the steps and that, it was twofold, actually. It was spiritual, but I have been having issues with my leg today. I think it has to do with my sciatic nerve, and it's been very difficult to walk. And just agreement for healing. I know God's bringing healing. He's given me so much confidence that he's going to restore my health. And I just received that, but just someone to stand in agreement with me.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. Okay. So Father, we thank you, Lord, how you come forth, Lord. We were twofold, Father God, in the spiritual and in the natural, God. We thank you for strengthening her legs, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being with her and equipping her every step, God, in Jesus' name. God, we pray for the nerves to calm down, Lord, and to function correctly, Father God, that it wouldn't be painful, Father God, but that you would ease that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, and we just rebuke this nerve from being over-functioning, God, and over-creating any problems of pain or discomfort in Jesus' name. So we speak to that, God, and we speak your word to it, Father God, and ask for your healing to come forth. We thank you for your virtue, Lord, and we know that you, and we ascribe unto you and recognize that you hold all excellence of power, God, and we ask, Lord, that touch her now, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much. And God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, good job. Thank you. Okay. So caller 334-590. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi. It's Jayla.
Oh, Jayla, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. Okay, remind me where you're from. I know you were from New York, or did you move to New York, or forget there's something there. You're in New York?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, Father, we thank you for Jayla, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just bring her to your altar, God. We thank you, Lord, for just the stance that she makes before you, Lord, in Jesus' name. You know, so when the Word of God says, do all that you know to do to stand, but I see you taking a stance for the Lord. And in that, in your stance, like you are unmovable. Unless the Lord tells you to move otherwise, like you are set, you know, and it's unmovable. And so we thank you, Lord, for the stances that she takes in you, Father God, and that they are secure, Lord. And even the stance you take upon the rock, you know, the things that are upon Christ and how you take that stance that is like upon the rock. So, Lord, we thank you for that, Father God, and even lifting her up and taking her to higher places. God, we thank you, Lord, to the high place, Father, in Jesus' name, declaring your praise and your honor, God, and just bringing forth declarations in the high place, Father God, prayers in the high place, Father God, and proclamations, Lord, and even for her own life, Lord, that she would not feel guilty or hold back in reserve, but she would ask for herself as well, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, even for your invitation and just reminding her that you say, ask of me, Father God. So I pray that Jayla would ask of you, Father God, and that she would go deep, Lord, and she would proclaim. And just as she would ask for another, she would ask for herself equally, Father God, without holding back, without reservation, Lord, and making those proclamations and them coming forth and declaring them. You know, I've seen, and this just came to me, I've seen, and I don't even watch a lot of TV, I really don't. There's only a couple things I watch is sometimes the news and Shark Tank. I do like that. And really, it's got to be something, it's got to have a good storyline to it. This was, so what came to me as interesting because I don't watch a lot of TV is that I had seen a show and it was on Dolly Parton when she was a young girl and some of the things that she went through as a little girl growing up in school and then her brothers and sisters and how they lived in the mountain and some of the circumstances they went through there and God provided for them and stuff. And it's just kind of a neat story to see her whole life story. And so, but in that is even she knew what she wanted to do, like who she was going to be and what she wanted to do. And she really took a stance in that. And even when her parents were saying, oh, no, you're not going to go with your uncle to, you know, when she was a teenager and stuff, like you're too young, you're too, no, I can do it, you know. And she really took a stance and like almost didn't take no for an answer, but she knew something in her identity that's what she wanted. And she just continued to follow through. And anything that tried to come against that, she really took a stance in it. And so I don't know if there's a connection there. I feel like there is or wouldn't have come to my remembrance. So, Father, we thank you for that, Lord. And I just thank you for what you're doing, God. And maybe just even as unveiling things. The Lord just unveiling things, I think, even to like a season of his people coming forth and unveiling some things. You know how the word says that the prince of this era like has blinded their eyes. I think the Lord's going to be unveiling some stuff. And I don't know if he's going to be using two. And I even feel like this is even on a bigger, like the body of Christ. Unveiling. There's going to be an unveiling. So people are going to see things differently. It's because the Lord's going to be doing that and recognizing some things and unveiling some things and just seeing it differently than they have before. So, and may the Lord use you in that, Jayla, you know, and for your generation. So we thank you, Father God. I just pray a blessing upon her, God. We pray for the mind of Christ. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would just cover her mind, Lord, grace her mind, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, just for blessing her and keeping her plugged into you God, that she would shine forth and just be like electric to people who see her, Father, in Jesus' name. And like a light, electric and a light to people, Father. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, Lord, amen.
Amen. Amen. Wow, thank you.
Yeah. So what do you got going on lately?
I would say that I just have a lot going on in my mind, things going on, like fighting with anxiety and fear and things of that nature. And feeling like God hasn't, haven't given me, like, a lot of clarity about some things that I'm asking him. So, like, and I feel like it's just, like, contradicting thoughts, I guess you would say. Like, feeling like he's answered, but not completely sure if he's answered. And thinking, like, maybe I'm getting things confused and things like that. So I've been asking for, like, extreme clarity, and I don't think that I've been necessarily getting that from him. So that's something that I've been needing, like, prayer and guidance, I guess you would say, on right now, a lot more than any any other time. But that's basically, you know,
Okay. And how long has that been going on?
I feel like it's been going on for quite some time, but I feel like it's been intensified over, like, the past month and a half.
And then when was the last thing that you can say, like, maybe you weren't exactly clear on, like, you thought you were clear, but, like, maybe you tested it in the faith, and then, like, oh, okay, that was the Lord, but it wasn't as clear as I thought it was, so then he really is listening to me, or he really did hear me. Do you remember any incidents like that lately?
In a way, but I feel like, it's like, it's been 50-50, like, okay, like, I will have signs where I feel like it's God, but then I feel like it's signs where I feel like it might not be of God, if that makes sense. And it leads me in a place of, like, confusion. So, like, when I try to seek extra clarity from that, I don't really receive anything. It's, like, pretty much the same, you know, thing that I've been presented with, so it's just, it kind of keeps me stagnant in a way, because I don't feel like I'm receiving the extra clarity or, like, the guidance or the motivation to be led towards one way or another. It's just, like, I'm left in a limbo, I guess you would say.
Like, neutral. So are you, would you say this, that is it something that, you know, because I wouldn't want it to be something detrimental, like leaving your job or finding, you know what I mean, like quitting your job or something like that, like something that's not detrimental. Well, not that it would be detrimental, but it could be if you, I mean, you know, like a serious decision or something. But is there some things that you could, and what you think of when you were saying that, that you could, like an action or test it in faith, to see if it's the Lord, you know, if he is, you know, asking you to take a step of faith before he comes through. So let me give you an example of that. When they were called out of, when Moses led the people, even though we know it was the Lord, but we say Moses led the people out of Egypt, the Lord parted the Red Sea for them, okay? But then when Joshua went to cross the Jordan, he actually had the Jordan parted, but Joshua actually had to take a step into the water first before the waters parted. So he actually had to put his faith in action with a step before the Lord. So I'm just wondering in a curious way, I'm not saying this is it. I'm just asking from a person to person in a curious way, if there's something that you could do to test your faith, that to see if that's how the Lord is leading you or not leading you in any of the situations, you know, where you've been searching clarity, or are they bigger things that need
I don't even know if I can, like, answer that. I feel like it's, like, both.
Okay.
I feel like either way, I would feel like I would need his guidance, or, like, I would need him to help me to do the things that, because it's, like, it is bigger than me, if that makes sense. And it's just, I mean, I can make steps in certain ways, but at the same time, I don't feel like that's giving me clarity, because even in the steps that I have made, I don't feel like I've gotten that sense of, like, extreme clarity. It feels like the same thing, like, it goes back and forth between feeling like it is something of God or it's not, you know, his leading, so.
Okay, well, I say without actual example, so this is just broad descriptions, you know, or broad example or whatever, is that so because sometimes there are things that you can do where, like, you know, the Lord would speak to, okay, so if I was out, this is kind of how I started cultivating his voice, but I don't know if this does it all have to do with decisions that you need to make, or are they just clarity? Tell me that, because I don't want to just talk and then it not be relevant to your situation.
I feel like it has to do with decisions, more or less.
Decisions for your own life?
Yes.
Okay, and direction stuff. Okay, yeah. See, mm-hmm. So sometimes, okay, that kind of thing, yes. And I feel that too. I mean, there are times when I think, is the Lord even speaking to me? I mean, what the heck, you know? Like, what? I do think those thoughts. and so sometimes I do have to test it, you know, where I'll just say, I don't know. Sometimes I will say to the Lord, where I just have to test it, if there's some inclination that I could take a step of faith and like one direction or non-direction where it's not going to be detrimental. You know, it's not like I'm going to put my house up for sale. You know what I'm saying? And say, oh, well, if nobody comes to buy it when the market's hot. You know what I mean? Like common sense too, you know, but things where it's not going to be detrimental to take that step. But I'm moving in that direction, and I'll sometimes, and I would say, Lord, I don't really know if this is you or not, but because I have this, you know, maybe light impression or inclination, I'm just going to take it one step in this direction, but I am going to ask for, like, confirmation or that you show me, you know. And then sometimes he'll meet me there and there'll be confirmation, but I really, and other times too, I really have to look for it, you know, and understand, like, God's grace is on that, you know. Like, for instance, if I was going to sign up for classes, and you have to sometimes speak to, like, an advisor, and they advise you what classes to take, and I'm like, okay, but then I think, oh, I don't know if I'm ready for that class. Maybe I should go back and look at another one or look at the dates, and then do you know what I mean? But then I have to learn, sometimes it's just trusting the grace of God was actually in the phone call. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And taking the advice and trusting that God met me right there, that his grace was on that, instead of me trying to take control of it. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if there's any element to that. And then or a fear of making a mistake, you know, or a fear of failure or a fear of success, anything like, you know, in my own soul that might come into play as well.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if it's a big change, and again, so I don't have a clear definition of a story or example, but if it's a big decision, sometimes unless I really do know it's the Lord, then I don't change anything if it's until I have, before I take the step, depending on how big of a decision it is. And, you know, cause it might just be the enemy being super pushy to try to get me to go off course, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if I really don't know he's asking me to do this or have this inclination, then I do not take that step, you know, and I don't move that. And then the last example or the last bit of advice or wisdom that I heard from someone else was you could ask the Lord, okay, like let's say the Lord tells you whatever it is he's telling you and there's two things. Mm-hmm. And you can say to the Lord out loud, I mean, I have done this before, Lord, which one are you, which direction or which one am I supposed to go in? Where the word says, the word of God says that he will lead us in peace. And so I will say the two things, Lord, do you want me to do this? And I'll say what the thing is, or, and then I wait a few seconds to see how I'm kind of reacting to it after I just said that, how my spirit reacts to it. And that, and I said, mm-hmm. or, and then I say the other thing, or do you want me to do this? And then I say it, and you have to kind of discern, if you're able to discern within your own spirit, which mm-hmm. one after saying which one, which you have more peace, mm-hmm. which one gives you more peace? Do you see what I'm saying? But discerning mm-hmm. in your spirit, not necessarily in your own mind, because sometimes the Lord asks us to move sometimes, and that seems like there's a lot of unknowns. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But your spirit, if your spirit has peace, and I use that example because that's the last big thing that we did, you know, was moving. But if your spirit has peace and saying it, but we have, you know, John and I have both made decisions that way where we'll say one thing or the other. And which one do we have more peace on? Or maybe we need to gather more information before we can make that decision. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and just kind of walking through it. Where are my doubts? Where are my hang-ups? What are my, you know, what did I really hear the Lord say? And maybe maybe, just like mind mapping it out, but with the spirit. And I don't know if that helps seeing things.
It does.
Yeah, because if you can kind of go back, and see, okay, yeah, I thought he said this here and then this here, because sometimes it's very gentle, he'll leave a trail. Because sometimes when he's speaking to us, he will change the way he speaks to us because we're growing mm-hmm. in our faith and we're growing in our trust for him. And he's communicating. He knows all the languages, you know, how to communicate. And he's teaching us along the way. So it might be he's kind of changing up his language with us. So let me pray for you. So what I did mention, I know the mind of Christ. So I thank you, Father God, for the mind of Christ for Jayla, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. And Father, we just come into agreement, Lord, that you would help her to discern with your wisdom. We ask for wisdom in every provision and decision that she has, Lord, that you would impart your wisdom to her, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that she would capture in the Holy Spirit, Lord, what those are, Lord. And even if she just needs to write it down, Father, in Jesus' name, and we ask for a greater clarity and then through this wisdom and discernment and clarity for her life, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for just moving with her, for being with her, Lord, giving her that assurance, Lord, and comfort, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord, that you tell us, God, in Hebrews, that we can be found as we come to your throne. The word of the Lord says, let us then come confidently, draw near to the throne of grace that we might receive mercy and find grace for help in the time of need. So we thank you, Father God, and just release that word to her, Father God, and have an expectation of your presence. Again, your wisdom and provision, Father God, and that's just you would just shield her and powerfully protect her as well, as in Psalm 91, God. So we thank you, God, and even propelling her, Lord, with assistance of angels, Lord, when she has need, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. You're welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. Good to hear your voice. Take care. Thank you. Take care. Well, thank you. We have caller 954-580. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hello, good evening. I'm speaking with
Carolyn. Hi there. I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
Carolyn.
Oh, Carolyn, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Most things are well.
Good. Oh, good to hear your voice. God bless you. Thank you for calling and joining us. So, Father, we thank you, God, for Caroline, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We just bring her before your throne, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the word of the Lord. Let's see here. Where it says in Isaiah 60, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and its people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. So we thank you, Father God, for that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, for Caroline, Father, we thank you for your glory and your light. Lord, we thank you that she will even behold you in your glory and in your light as well, Father God. And we thank you for bestowing it upon her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And so I'm seeing, like, even you being upon the rock and just glowing, and we thank you, God, just for your nature and your process and how you work, Lord. And we know, Lord, in this word that it was even a call, God, to Israel and to the nation, God. So I just pray over Caroline, Father God, that she would be an example, God, that it would be like a light in, for the community, God, that you would expand and broaden her place, Father God, broaden the place that she, her influence, Lord, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for the preservation, Father God, and preserve her faith and her family bloodline of faith, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that every act of obedience that we choose, Lord, as your word says in Deuteronomy, that we could reach 1,000 generations with our obedience, Father. So we thank you for that, Lord, that she would be able to stand in your light and in your glory, Father, that is upon her. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Lord. Jesus' name, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness and your kindness, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and steadfastness, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I just lift that up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your grace, Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, so when the glory when it's upon you. So I'm seeing you upon the rock, but I'm also seeing or sensing, if you will. I can't see anything else going on, but like you're just glowing. And so I think there's a process of the Lord with his light and his glory is upon you, that there's something happening within you that's like it's almost like a cocoon, if you will. Like the glory and the light is covering you in that sense where I can't see, but I believe that there's a work that's happening in the spirit within you when this is going to happen. Definitely an establishment upon the rock. It might happen personally first and then, you know, in preparing you for a community type thing, could be the nations, you know, nations. So thank you, Father, Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, glory, right? Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that that joy and praise would be found on her lips, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that no other name, God in heaven or earth, shall be exalted, Father, but the name of Jesus. And we praise you for it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. That is just a timely word. So timely. Thank you.
Well, praise the living God of all creation over your life. Praise God. Well, thank you. It's good to hear your voice. And are you, do you have any prayer requests?
My prayer would be for greater wisdom that God will just give me, wisdom for all my undertakings.
Okay. Absolutely. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We come into agreement with Caroline, Father God, for greater wisdom, the greater depths of your wisdom, God, and the fabrics of your wisdom and the overlapping points of wisdom, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Let those be hers, Father. And we thank you, Father, for just imparting and instilling unto her, Lord, the things that she has need of for all of her undertakings, as she's saying, Father, that she would have your wisdom in it, God. And we thank you, Lord, for uniting your knowledge, Lord, with her knowledge, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for speaking to her in such a way, God, and at greater depths and greater heights, God, with your wisdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Okay. Okay. Sorry. Let's see. So we have, we have 608-960. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Shannon.
Oh, hey there. How are you?
Okay.
Good. I'm going to unmute your phone line and pray for you. Some background noise there. Okay. So, Father, we thank you for Shannon, Father, in Jesus' name. We just lift him up before your throne and before your altar, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your great grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for his heart, Lord, to just, and his faith to be standing in you, God, and just the integrity, Lord, of the man of faith to stand before you, Lord, and to stand, again, to stand in his faith and before you, like even through circumstances, through this culture. So, Father, we thank you for that, Lord. Lord, just ask, Lord, that your honor, Lord, would be upon him, Father God, that you would honor him and the land, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you would just place your honor upon that, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that you would bring him to places, Lord, by your providence, where he sees and senses your honor is with him, Father God. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord, in your providence, Lord, you know, it's likely that you make provision as well, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. And hold on a second. Let me see something, because there's something here with this honor thing. Yeah, there's something there. I don't have to get to this. I'm going to get to this word. Yeah. Yeah, there's something there with the honor thing. You know, so it's person to person. So it's very respectful. Let me just say this in the natural, so in a practical sense, honor, it's very respectful, but it's a little bit higher than respect where you get honor, if that makes sense. So it's like you're given respect. People might treat you with honor. So however that gets displayed, whether that's going to be words or a display of demonstrated with actions, it's like an honor. There's going to be an honor. There's an honoring there by his provision. And because the Lord has seen you stand faithful before him, that, you know, you're a faithful man before him and before this culture, that you're standing, you know, waiting on the Lord, but faithful to him. So there's some sort of honor. God, I just pray that you release that honor, God. Let it be known. Let it be seen. Let it be demonstrated in many ways, God, in Jesus' name, so that he, God, just to encourage him, Lord, and to, to encourage him, Father God, and to actually even bring him comfort in ways maybe that he doesn't know how to ask for comfort, Lord, or express the comfort of the Holy Spirit that is with him, Father. So we thank you for it, Lord, and I just come into agreement with your honor for him, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Yeah, that was that was good. I sometimes feel like that I'm due more honor than what I get, without sounding prideful, because I really don't think I'm a prideful person. I feel I'm pretty humble in my relationships with people, but I feel like I don't get that thing that I'm supposed to get that I give to others. So I think that was accurate. My prayer request is one of protection and blessing. I had a really, like, intensely angry older woman just yelling at me today because I threw a windshield in a dumpster behind a strip mall where she was one of the tenants, and it was just over the top, like the kind of anger that you saw during the riots and everything.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to get out of there, but she wanted to, like, keep me there, and I don't know what she was going to do, but I was just like, get me away from this woman. It was like she was
trying to engage
or something.
You. Yeah.
Yeah, she was trying to keep me there so she could get, I don't know what she was after, but she was like, it was like crazy angry, like unnatural instead of just saying, sir, can you not throw garbage? So I do jobs all over the city, and sometimes, you know, 10% of the time I'll use a dumpster that's nearby to throw the customer's windshield away in.
Yeah.
So most of the time I take them back to the warehouse dumpster, but, you know, all the glass companies will do that every now and then. So it's not a real big deal. And a lot of times it's so thin and it just ends up pressing down the rest of the garbage. So there's makes more space anyway. But she could have just politely said, don't do it again or whatever. But instead she was just like borderline violent. And I just wanted to get out of there. So I'm like, I don't know what she was going to do. If she was going to call the police and say he was throwing stuff in my dumpster or what. Anyway, so
yeah.
I wanted for protection, because it feels like you know, you go left or right in a given day, and one way leads to blessing, another way leads to some kind of frustration, and I felt like I've done the wrong way a lot of times, or, you know, to the point where I was like, is there a curse on me or what? So I wanted that, and then, of course, I'm still, you know, believing for a connection, and I'd like some more godly friends. Part of that's on me. I got to reach out to people more, but so anyway, that's my prayer request.
Okay, absolutely. I'll pray for you now, or we will, those that are listening to, I know, are praying for you. So, Father, we thank you for Shannon, Father God, and his request, Lord, Lord, in the humble pleas, placing before you, Father God, with thanksgiving, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for increase in friendships in his life, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, just for engaging and receiving in friendships, Father, for him in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your protection, God, just for, Lord, powerfully shielding him and guiding him, Father, in his steps and knowing and just knowing even today, I feel like knowing to exit, Father, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord, for his protection, Lord, and for your wisdom to be with him as well, Father God. And we, Lord, just ask that you bless him with your blessings, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, that he, as he continues to trust in you and acknowledge you in all of his ways, and even this phone call, Lord, and this evening, that him acknowledging you in all his ways, Lord, that you would direct his steps and his path, Father God, and let it be a blessing, Father, and a protection. Lord, we thank you for guarding him and guiding him. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. And then, oh, yeah. And then, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that even in the provision, God, this thing of honor and that your providence, God, by your providence, God, in provision, Father, we thank you, Lord, that as he waits honorably, Lord, that he would receive honorably, God, as well, Lord, a future bride, God. So we thank you, Lord, for just making that connection and putting those pieces, those puzzle pieces together, Father, and doing it, you know, and maybe that's even through friendship, I don't know, but we just thank you, God, how you move. And Lord, there's just a, I mean, I'm sure all of us have heard so many stories of how the Lord put people together and how that all came about, Lord. So we thank you, Lord. Your word says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that your goodness would be with him and for him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. 847-239. Good evening. Is this Stephanie?
Yeah, Stephanie from Illinois.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for calling. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Stephanie. Lord, we just lift her up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, you know, like for the arts, and I want to say the liberal arts, you know, so arts is an expression of like the creative expression of the Lord and, you know, music, pictures, the beauty and the framing, the culture, the literature, the expression of the Lord through these things. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that she would even begin to sharpen and frame her eye in seeing you in these things, God, and how you speak, Lord, and associating it to your word, Father. And we thank you, Lord. And even if some of them are prophetic symbols, Lord, then so be it, Lord. But also in your word, Lord, how you've created nature and, you know, the trees and the Lord. So I thank you, Lord, for her cultivating and these different things and how you speak, Father God. show yourself within these arts, Lord, and all those things that I mentioned, Father. I thank you, God, in Jesus' name, just for her life, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that how you've positioned her for such a time as this, Lord, and that you would use her, Lord, for her generation, Lord, and to and to overlapping as a bridge, Lord. And I thank you. Thank you for this generation, Lord, and her placement in it, for being here for such a time as this. And what's that? And so it's like overlapping. Something's overlapping. So also it's overlapping generations and bridging and overlapping generations. Yes. Thank you, Lord. And making those places smooth for other people and their relationship with the Lord. And being that peace that fits to make things smooth and to be a bridge. Being that peace to make things, to bridge things so they can smoothly transition. So I thank you for that, Lord, because there's a great support in that. You know, there's a great support in that when you're support for people, you know. And my husband and I sometimes are just, we're support people, you know. Like, we don't have to be the hoop, if you will, but we're the backboard, you know, for the hoop, you know. And doing that is a great support for people. It is, it helps them transition well, as well. So so I see you being a piece. There's a piece in that, and that overlaps. Like, you are the piece, the significance, what you bring. And so overlapping generations, I don't know if you work really well with both generations, like your generation and another generation, whether that's the generation behind you or before you. But I see that and overlapping in that. So, and making things smooth for people to cross over and transition. And also, like in the gospel, people coming to the Lord as well, being a bridge there to find peace with God. So we thank you, Lord, for your instructional place that you have and peace that you have. For Stephanie, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen. And it's building the kingdom of God. When you're doing that, it's building the kingdom of God. Amen.
Thank you for praying.
You're welcome. God bless you. Do you have any prayer requests?
No, that's okay.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. Thank you, everyone. Hey, I finished early on time, so praise God. Thank you for joining us, and God bless you all, and shalom.